Okay, today we have the very exciting experience of beginning Maseches Shavuos. This is particularly exciting this year because, of course, it is a Shemitah year. So this Masechta is very much Nogea Lemaisa for Jews, especially in Eretz Yisrael, but all the world over, really, because it is all about the Dinim of Shemitah. So let's begin Mishnah Aleph. So we're going to do Perek Aleph, Mishnah Aleph, and Beis today. Of course, the Torah talks about Shemitah in several different places, in Sefer Shemos, in Sefer Vayikra, in Sefer Devarim, and it tells us how one is not allowed to work the field during the seventh year. It's always supposed to be a Shemitah year. The Torah tells us particular avodos that you're not allowed to do in the field, four particular avodos akarka that you're not allowed to do in the field, the sowing and pruning and reaping and picking. It does not mention that you're not allowed to plow the field during Shemitah, at least not directly, but we're going to see soon that that is certainly an Issur D'oraisa to plow the field not only during Shemitah, even Tosefes Shvius, you're not allowed to plow the field, and then there are a whole bunch of other things that are also to do midrabbanan during Shemitah. And again, there is this concept of Tosefes Shvius as well, and there's kedusha to the produce of Shvius, so that which grows during Shvius during Shemitah year has kedusha itself, even though it grew on its own and you didn't do anything to plant it or to promote any of its growth. So the Torah tells us you're not allowed to work the field in Eretz Yisrael every seventh year. That is the Shnas HaShemitah. That year begins. The seventh year begins on Rosh Hashanah. That's the first Mishnah of Rosh Hashanah, where we're told that there are four different Rosh Hashanahs, but the Rosh Hashanah for Shemitah is what we call Rosh Hashanah. It's Echad B'Tishrei. However, the Issur to plow begins even earlier than that. So we're going to talk about in Parak Aleph, if you have a field that's made up of trees, you have an orchard that has a bunch of apple trees or something, where you plow them even when after the trees are fully grown, because you want the water to absorb very well in the ground and go deep into the roots, and that's going to nourish the trees. So when are you no longer allowed to plow your tree field on Erev Shvius? Until what point during the year prior to Shemitah can you still plow the field where you have trees? There is a certain point where you can no longer do that. So Kol Zman Shu Yafal L'Pri, you're allowed to do it as long as it's good for the fruit of the sixth year, meaning as long as you're not doing it purely for the fruit of the seventh year, as long as it's still beneficial for the fruit that grows in the pre-Shemitah year, in the sixth year. So there's not like a specific date we have in mind, but when it's not going to be something that's positive, that's helpful to the fruit of the seventh year, then you're still allowed to plow the field. The assumption is that when you plow during the springtime, it's still good for the trees. But once the ground gets all dried up in the summertime, because the sun bakes down on the ground, then the plowing is not going to help that year's fruit anyway. It's only going to help the following year's fruit. So it's all going to depend how sunny it was and how much rain came down that year. It's all going to depend on those details. So there's no particular date. But Rebbe Silil says, Ad Ha'atzeres, that there is a particular date. It's until Shavuos of the sixth year you're allowed to plow. After Shavuos, then since generally speaking after Shavuos it's not going to be beneficial to plow, it's not going to be beneficial to the fruits of the sixth year to plow, so that's why it's going to be Usher after Shavuos. So basically has the same idea, it's just that they attach a date to it. So it's the same concept, it's just that Basil says that on average that's around Shavuos time. Ukroven Devrei Elu Lius Kedevrei Elu, and therefore the Shita of the Beishamai and the Shita of the Beis Hillel are very close to each other in practice, because Beis Shammai doesn't have a particular date, but generally speaking, it's going to be around Shavuos time anyway. It's usually going to be a little bit after Shavuos, which makes Beis Shammai a little bit more makel than the Beis Hillel. That's how the Yerushalmi understands. So this is an anomaly in Shas. Normally the Beis Shammai is a little more machmir than the Beis Hillel. Over here the Beis Shammai is a little more makel than the Beis Hillel, because Beis Shammai says you're allowed to continue plowing for a little bit of time after the Shemitah year. Now, Mishnah Beis discusses the following. We were talking about what point during the sixth year you're not allowed to plow a field anymore. But not every field that has trees growing somewhere in the field is considered to be an orchard of trees. In order for it to be considered an orchard of trees, it has to have a certain number of trees within a certain area. Otherwise, it's just considered like a regular grain field where you're already not allowed to plow from much earlier, from the Pesach before for the Shemitah year. So how many trees have to grow in how small of an area in order for it to be considered a tree field, which would allow you to plow all the way up until Shavuos of the sixth year. So Ezu Ustei Ilan, what is a field of trees? Kol Shlosha Ilanus LeBeis Sa'a, any field that has at least three trees planted in a Beis Sa'a area. A Beis Sa'a area is 50 amos by 50 amos, and that computes to 2,500 square amos. So if a Beis Sa'a has three trees, then the entire area of the Beis Sa'a provides some of the nourishment that the trees get, and therefore you could plow the entire area of the Beis Sa'a even after Pesach up until Shavuos. But if it only has one tree or two trees in the Beis Sa'a, you don't need all of that ground to nourish the trees, and therefore it's not considered a field of trees. There is a discussion in the Achronim, do those three trees have to be evenly dispersed throughout the field, or could they be bunched up in one particular area? What if they're clustered together in one particular area? So most of the Achronim assume that they could even be clustered up in one particular area, as long as there's four amos in between them. We'll see more about that later. So Ezu Stei Ilan Kol Shlosha Ilanos LeBeis Sa'a, as long as there are three Ilanos in the area of a Beis Sa'a. Imrui Lasos Kikar Dvela Shoshishimana B'Italki. But that's only if the trees make enough fruit that you could make a Kikar Dvela, a chunk of Dvela, of pressed figs, that weighs Shishimana B'Italki, that weighs 60 Italian manas. So whatever that number is, the Bartanura gives it the Bartanura quantifies it for us a little bit. B'manas She'Italia Shal Yavan L'fishaya Kachbi Me'Moshe B'Sharim Bo V'Hamana Me'a Dinarim. The Hamana mana is 100 dinars. Dinar is Sheish Ma'os Mishkal Kol Ma'a Sheish Asrei Sa'oros Beinonios. Okay, whatever the measurement is, that it has to produce that amount of fruit in order for it to count as a tree. So Chorshim Kol Beis Sa'a B'Shvilan. So essentially there are two qualifications that are necessary. It needs to have three trees in an area of a Beis Sa'a, and each of those trees has to produce this amount of fruit. Pachos Mikan, but if they produce less fruit than that, then Ein Chorshim Lan Elam Lo'a Or V'Sal Chutzalo. Then you're only allowed to plow the area right around the tree where people would go with their people who were harvesting from the tree would carry their baskets in that immediate area around the tree. So when once Pesach comes, that's the only place you're allowed to plow. Meaning up until Pesach of Erev Shemitah of the sixth year, you could plow the entire field, because you could plow every entire field up until Pesach of Erev Shemitah. But a tree field only gets the extension until Shavuos if it really qualifies as a tree field. If it doesn't qualify as a tree field, then the trees themselves can be plowed, meaning the area in the immediate vicinity around the trees can be plowed, but not the rest of the field. So to quickly review what we learned today, we learned in Mishnah Aleph that there's machlokes b'shamen b'silel, how long into the sixth year you're still allowed to plow a tree field, where b'silel said until Shavuos and b'shamen said until it's not going to be beneficial for the sixth year produce anymore, and we said that's pretty much around the same time, and then we defined what is called a tree field in Mishnah Beis, and we said two qualifications. It needs to have three trees within a Beis Sa'a of area, and each of those trees has to be able to produce a certain amount of fruit, and if they don't, then you're only allowed to plow the area that directly nourishes those trees, but you're not allowed to plow any area around that. Bezrat Hashem, tomorrow we'll pick up with Perek Aleph, Mishnah Gimel.